Jesus, I want to die to my will, be born anew in your grace. For as I am, I cannot please you, and all I want to see is your face. Increase, he must increase. The power in me is there, I believe. This you played on Calvary. Your guide is no longer a mystery. I'm Lord, my will be done. Be done, Lord, be done in my life.
Jesus, we bless your name. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor this morning. Lord, we thank you for the week that has gone. And how, Lord, grace, oh, has opened a new week, Lord, unto us. And Father, we thank you that, Lord, this morning your children, oh, from their various homes, they've been quickened to go to no other place but to run to your house, Lord. Amen. Father, we say thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. And Lord, as we've come, oh God, we've come with all humility, with all calm, Lord, with all obedience, with all reverence, Lord, to sit at your feet, oh God. Lord Jesus, we pray that, Lord, you speak to us, oh God, even as we turn to the reading of your word, oh God. You are the author of it. Let your Holy Spirit now sweep over us this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God richly bless you, brethren. As you're standing, we shall be reading the word. You know, the last 2 weeks, our Sunday school had been on the third chapter of second epistle of Apostle Peter, the third chapter, which happens to be the conclusion of Apostle Peter's epistles. And you could discern that the scripture, or what Apostle Peter wanted to let us know, you could see the brotherly urgency in it, brotherly appeal to us, that we, the believers, as we turn to the reading, the first two verses, and then we will sit down. He said, this second epistle, beloved, I write unto you in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen. Yes, we thank the Lord. May we be seated. Yes, brethren, if there got to be any time, if there got to be any day or any hour that calls for a constant stirring up, amen, among brethren of the faith, then it is now. Amen. Amen. So what we need to do is that we need to consider one another, to provoke unto love, as Hebrews tells us, to provoke one another unto love, unto good works. And we need to be exhorting one another even the more as we see the time approaching.
Amen.
See? And we need to know who we are so we could be living the life and also exercising the delegated authority that goes with our status. Amen. So this morning, Apostle Peter, or since last 2 weeks, Apostle Peter continues to stir us up. Peter is stirring us up through our pure minds by way of remembrance, that we be mindful of this present world. See, that this present world is not our home.
Amen.
Amen. It's not our home because we are coming on that. Yet, you see, some have chosen to be willingly ignorant of the word of God. You see, that the world, give us verse 6, the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. Some people want to be ignorant of this. Amen. Willingly. That the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. Amen.
Amen.
The world that was, that means that world has passed, is talking about what? Noah's day. Amen. It's gone. And if someone will be just be willing to be ignorant of this, let's look at verse 7. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, my brother, which you are standing on now. See, but the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word, see, by the same word that destroyed the first world, see, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire, against the day of judgment and the perdition of ungodly men. Amen. Amen. My brother, why would someone would like to be willingly ignorant, not willing to know this, that this very world that we are walking on now, it has been kept, amen, and reserved, praise the Lord, against what? Fire. My brethren, remember what Jesus himself said in Matthew 24:35. He said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Amen. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ himself has spoken. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. All the inventions and big things this world has, the great inventions, man-made things, they will all perish. But the very word you are hearing this morning, my brother, it will not perish. It will come to pass. Amen.
Amen.
The very word you are hearing this morning will never come to pass. It has to, it will never pass away, but it will come to pass.
Amen.
Amen. So, brethren, Apostle Peter is telling us up this morning by our pure minds, by way of remembrance, to be mindful that the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment. Amen. But the scripture went on to say that the last scoffers will try to kill your faith. These last days, scoffers will try to kill your faith by asking you, when was this thing written? A very long time, thousands of years, it has been written that this world will pass away. That's the scoffers of the last days. When is it going to be fulfilled? See, they are trying to kill what? Your faith, my brother. Verse 8, sister. Apostle Peter said, but beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day.
Amen.
Yes, man will see that it was a long time they've written this. 1,000 years, this thing had been written. But before God, it is just one day. Amen. Man will see it all, a long time. Why? Before God is just something like what? One day.
Amen.
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 So, Apostle Paul is stirring up our pure minds by way of remembrance that, beloved, be not ignorant of this.
Amen.
Amen. Because God is not bounded by time. God is not bounded by time. He's an eternal God. We live by time.
Amen.
Amen. So, brethren, let us be mindful of what the apostles have told us. Verse 9. So, when we see that it's 1,000 years before God, it's just about one day. And verse 9 says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise.
Amen.
It is not slackness. As some men count slackness.
Amen.
but is long suffering to us. What? What grace is this? It's his long suffering grace.
Amen.
Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
Amen.
That's why he's waiting. He's waiting for one man to come in. Praise the Lord. It's loss of it. That's grace. So never, ever for us to think that God is slacking. Why? Long since these words were spoken or written by Apostle Peter. Amen. So let us be mindful. We do not count a seemingly delay of the coming of the Lord as slackness, but rather let's recognize it as what? Grace.
Amen.
Amen. Grace. God's long suffering. Amen. Not willing that any should perish.
Amen.
Amen. Verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night,
amen,
in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also, as the works that are therein, shall be burned up. Amen. Last week we heard about what the prophet said in the future home. He said, God once shook the earth, but this time he will shake the heavens and the earth.
Amen.
And my brother, why do you want to be shaken? If you only believe that the first world has really perished, it was overflown and it got perished, if you could just imagine how the people, when the rains coming down, now it started what? The level started to go up. Maybe people running to what? Higher grounds. Yet, the water was steadily coming up. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And where? There was nowhere to go, my brother. Maybe right from the beginning when it was on their knees, then they remembered what Noah told them. And they might have run to the door knocking Noah. Oh, yes, now we see that your word is true. Can you open to us? God knew Noah has a soft heart. So you know what he did? He himself locked the door.
Amen.
Amen. He knew he was a soft-hearted man. He knew that Noah, if I allow him to knock the door, whilst the people were crying, he will open to them. So he said, Noah, enter. Then he locked it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
See. So let's look at that. Now this world also is going to perish, this time with fire. Mine. Just imagine a little heat or fire just touches your skin. How do you feel? Amen.
Amen.
But before Jesus will come, before this will happen, Jesus will surely come. Amen. To catch his bride away. Amen. Because he has spoken it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So verse 11. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be? Praise the Lord. In all holy conversation and godliness.
Amen.
Amen. Now we come to the place of who we are. Amen. Who we are. What manner of person ought ye to be? Amen. In a message book, The Seed is Not Here with the Shock, 1965, the prophet said, now, We see that there are three in the perfection of God. Amen. And we are the seed of Abraham. How many believe that?
Amen.
You know, we are not simply the seed of Abraham, but the faith seed of Abraham.
Amen.
The faith seed of Abraham. And we are the faith seed because when you read Galatians 3:27, it said, "For as many of you that have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ."
Amen.
Amen. And if ye, verse 29, "If ye be in Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." So we are Abraham's seed. But let's see what the prophet is saying here. He said, "Now we see that there are three in perfection. God is perfected in threes. And so it is in the perfection of the seed of Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, and Jesus. Ishmael coming from the bondwoman, Isaac coming from the free woman, both with what? The desire of man. But Jesus Christ coming from the virgin birth."
Amen.
Amen. And so, Christ is the faith child of Abraham. And if we also have been baptized into Christ, he said we have put on Christ. And that makes us what? Abraham's seed, faith seed.
Amen.
Amen. And we know that our father Abraham, the father of faith. Amen. So the prophet said, here it is, the seed. One seed, not seeds, but one seed. These others were not the seed of Abraham, because Abraham's seed was his faith seed that God was speaking of, not his natural seed.
Amen.
Amen. And so, my brother, what the prophet is trying to say here is that if we are Abraham's seed, then we go to also have that faith like unto Abraham.
Amen.
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 We go to live by faith. Praise the Lord. Because it's faith, that's what. Do you know that faith is faith that will rapture us?
Amen.
Yeah, the prophet said it. He said, if you haven't got in faith enough to believe for your sick body, how are you going to have faith enough for the rapture?
Amen.
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 And so we are faith children, faith seed. Our father Abraham, he had the third child by faith, which is Christ. And we have been baptized into Christ. And that makes us to put on what? Christ. Amen. And so we and Christ share the same word, the same, we are the same in her. Praise the Lord. We are together, sitting together in his throne. Amen. And so, it has to be the same faith of Abraham to also take us into the rapture. Amen. Now, verse 12, let's look at it quickly. Very, very important here. He said, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of the Lord, wherein in the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. My brother, look at the beginning. He said, looking for and hasting. Looking for and hasting unto the coming of the Lord. Oh, brethren, we are in expectation.
Amen.
Amen. Let's be in that spirit of expectation, because looking for, that means you are expecting something.
Amen.
And you are hasty that that thing should what? Come.
Amen.
Amen. And so we must be in that expectation that the Lord is coming every hour, every minute, every second, because it can happen at any time. Brethren, are we waiting and earnestly desiring the coming of the Lord? God richly bless you. Let us remember and be mindful, even, you know, the parable of the 10 virgins. Amen. 5 of them were what? They were looking for and hasting for the coming of the bridegroom. And the 5 of them, they were able to what? Enter. Amen. So let's quickly look at what the prophet is saying here. So my brother, our expectation, what the way how it has to go. The prophet said, not he that goes to church. Amen. My. Not he that goes to church. Yes, coming to church is good.
Amen.
Amen. Coming to church is good. But you remember, when Jesus was with the multitude, John the Baptist, two disciples came to bring a message to ask Jesus if he was the one or they had to wait for another. And Jesus told them that look at what is happening. The blind see, the lame walk, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the poor hears the gospel. Amen. And so when the disciples had gone, Jesus was talking about John the Baptist. And someone might have said, oh yeah, we went to hear him. But Jesus said something. What went he out into the wilderness to see?
Amen.
Amen. What went he out for? This morning we are seated here.
Amen.
From our various homes.
Amen.
What went he out for?
Amen.
Why are you here this morning?
Amen.
Are you here to see Jesus? The prophet said, if you come to the house of God and you want to find faults, all the Spirit will give you more faults to what? To see. If you want to see God, Jesus, you will see him abundantly because he's right here, walking in the midst of his church. Amen. So the prophet said, no, not he that goes to church. He's just trying to say that you go to church to do what? Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
To see Christ. To sit, to hear his word. Amen. He said, not he that puts his name on the book. Not he that professes that I am this, I am that. No. Not he that shouts. Not he that heals the sick. Not he that opens the blinded eye. Not he that speaketh in tongues, not he that prophesieth. But he that heareth my words and believe on him that sent me hath everlasting life.
Amen.
Amen. And shall never come to condemnation, but has already passed from death unto life.
Amen.
So the prophet concluded here, oh brother, let that faith anchor. We need that faith, my brother, to get into the rapture. He said, let that faith anchor one time in that heart till them words will be true before God. Then heavens and earth will shake and go away, but that eternal word, that thought within your heart, that expresses God can no more fail. Amen. You will never pass away with this world. Amen. As long as that word is anchored in your heart. Amen.
Amen.
Anchored in your heart. Let's allow the word to anchor right deep into our souls. Even this morning, what went you out for?
Amen.
We are here to see Christ.
Amen.
We are here to hear his word. Amen. So let's bow down our heads. Let's have a little prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you've given us this grace, Lord, to be in your presence, Lord. Father, we've come to see you. We've come to hear your word, God. So, Lord, as we've come with all reverence, Lord, the time has come for us to worship you, to praise your name, to give you all the honor, Lord. And Lord Jesus, we pray that the Holy Spirit will come and sweep over us, Lord Jesus, and create the atmosphere. The Lord, the word that you have for us today, you God, when it comes, it will have a place right deep in our souls, Lord. We humble ourselves now as we commit, Lord, the song leader and the musicians, Lord, into your hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
God, which bless you.